You're listening to Central Time. I'm Gene Purcell.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
Imagine with me for just a moment. It's mid-January, not too far away. A winter storm is set to hit Wisconsin within hours, and everybody is inside. They're all hunkered down, listening to the news with a warm drink. But other people are outside right now, and they are hard at work, and they are in those salt trucks. They're covering the road and parking lots with salt, trying to make them as safe as possible once the snow comes.
Road salt may seem like a standard part of Wisconsin winter safety, but this year, it's a lot harder to come by. Thanks to last year's epic winter, this year's salt is coming from all over the world to the Port of Milwaukee for winter use, and prices are almost doubled. Here with us now is Milwaukee Journal business reporter Rick Rommel. Rick, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Well, how much more expensive is salt this year compared with last year?
Well, it is more than double. For the private contractors, it is as much as triple. I think last year they were paying around $60, $65 a ton. And this year it's $150 to $200 a ton.
So that's a huge jump. Why? Why is salt up so much?
It's totally a supply-demand situation. What happened is last year, we had a very hard winter. There was a lot of salt used. Supplies got drained really, really low last winter, to the point where in some places there was none left, and some of these private guys were spreading sand on parking lots instead of salt. So there's only so much production capacity in the regions that supply the upper Midwest. They weren't able to build the stocks back up as high as they usually are. So these private guys were forced to pay premium prices by going overseas for salt to Morocco, Egypt, Venezuela.
That's pretty far afield. Where do we normally get our salt?
We normally, there are these incredible salt mines in the eastern part of the Great Lakes region in southern Ontario, Ohio, New York, I think Pennsylvania. One of the largest ones, in fact, it's supposed to be the largest salt mine in the world, is in Goderich, Ontario. It's on the eastern shore of Lake Huron, and something like 25% of the salt that goes to the Milwaukee area comes out of that mine. There's also a mine underneath the city of Detroit, believe it or not.
Ah, wow. So you would just nip over to Detroit or Ontario normally, but this year people are getting their salt from, you said, Egypt and Morocco?
Egypt and Morocco, yeah. Now, this is not true of the municipal and the governmental entities. You know, they're getting their salt from the usual supplies. They have multi-year contracts with the big salt companies, and there are three of them. There's Morton, Cargill, and a company called Compass. And so the municipalities are in good shape, and their prices are stable. City of Milwaukee, I think, is paying something like $56 a ton this year because they negotiated the contract in the past, and so they have plenty. But these private guys, they're being squeezed out. So one company went to this salt mine in Morocco where they have this brown salt that's supposed to be very good. Another one went to Egypt, and they're getting salt that's not mined, but it's made from evaporating seawater.
Wow. So then how do we get this salt from Morocco here to Milwaukee or Wisconsin?
Big ships. The one that came from Morocco carried 25 or 26,000 tons on it. The one from Egypt had something like 15,000 tons and 20-some thousand tons from Venezuela. So they're coming through the St. Lawrence Seaway.
It's so interesting how international this has gotten. I think I read that one of these shipments of salt, maybe the one from Morocco, came in on a Jamaican ship. So this salt has been all over.
Right. Yeah, indeed. Yes.
So is the idea that normally there would be some salt left over? It wouldn't be a crisis right away. But last winter, it just hit us too hard.
Right. Correct. There were one of the private contractors in Milwaukee told me that typically, and these are people who do large-scale commercial work, shopping centers, factory parking lots, big box stores, that kind of thing. So they will go out, like maybe they expect to go out 30 times a year over the course, or 30 times a season, I should say. Last year it was 51, so you know, close to double. By the time they got to the end of the winter, as I mentioned, some of the contractors had no more salt left, or they had very little. They started mixing it with sand, which is, you know, has a lot of benefits, really. It's environmentally, it's a lot more friendly to use than salt. But when you're talking about a shopping center parking lot or a store, those folks, the people who own those places, they don't like it because it tracks in dirt and grit and dust and stuff into their buildings. And that's what folks were left to do last year.
In terms of these rates, which are double and triple at some points, who's getting hit with that price tag the hardest?
Right. Well, I'm not exactly sure. I think you can be pretty confident that the consumers, who in this case would be the people who own the shopping center or the Kmart store or whatever, they're the ones who will pay. Their prices are going up. For right now, it's the commercial contractors that are, for the moment, they are absorbing the hit. But expect them to pass that entirely or in large part along to their customers.
So are you saying that we might be shopping, the consumer, and the prices inside the store are going up too, maybe?
Well, that's a stretch. I don't think that would happen. This is, you know, it's a big price increase for the people who are buying it and the people buying salt and the people who are in this business. But when you spread that out, the cost of salting up the parking lot at, say, the Mayfair Shopping Center in Milwaukee, it's a minuscule, the cost to Mayfair is a minuscule part of its overall operating expenses. So no way it would increase prices for, you know, sweaters and shoes and stuff that you buy at the mall.
Well, so last year we heard about some cities experimenting with alternatives to salt, things like cheese brine, which apparently smells a little stinky but is pretty effective.
Really?
Do you see that as being something people turn increasingly toward if salt prices keep going up?
I think so. In the city of Milwaukee, they have made, because they ran the city proper now, not private contractors, but the city clearing the streets, they ran so low last winter that toward the end of the winter they were putting sand down on side streets. Well, this winter they're doing that from the get-go. So their policy is that they will put a mixture of sand and salt on side streets. They'll put salt on the arterials to keep them as clear as possible for safety reasons. And then another thing that the city of Milwaukee is doing is you're working with brine, but it's a salt brine, not a cheese brine. And it's basically, I don't know a lot about this, but I guess they wet the salt down, the rock salt down, and it turns into this sort of slurry or slush, this briny mixture. And supposedly that goes further than just the dry salt crystals themselves, and supposedly it sticks to the pavement better, so it would be more effective. I wasn't really writing about what the cities were doing, so I didn't press for more detail on that. But to me, I would wonder if that's the case, why don't you always do that? Why are you only doing it now that there's this shortage going on?
Well, I suppose these higher prices aren't welcome news to these contractors or these stores that are using this salt. But, you know, in a way, do you think there's something kind of cool about having salt on our streets from Morocco and Egypt?
Oh, yeah. When we first heard about on Monday about this ship coming into the port of Milwaukee from Egypt, you know, at first I just thought it's a curiosity, but an interesting one. I mean, how often, you just don't expect to be getting a low-value commodity like salt shipped halfway around the world. So, yeah, it's certainly speaks to the globalization of commerce. You know, the United, one of the big exports of the United States to China is scrap metal. So all this, you know, all these scrap cars that get crushed into blocks of metal, a lot of that stuff gets shipped over to China, and they use it, they melt it down and use the steel and other metals to produce new pots and pans and all the other stuff that they ship to us.
Well, it's quite a story. Rick, thank you for coming on and telling us about it today.
Oh, you bet. It was fun. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Rick Rimmel of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about road salt shortages and skyrocketing prices.